I'd like to introduce Craig Lepine of Cultivating Community in Portland, Maine. Craig has a very unique community operation, and I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about it right now.
Well, we talk about our work as focusing on three concentric circles of need in the community. In the innermost circle are hungry people. Low-income people in Cumberland County, and one thing that we are is a community food project. So we are growing food for hungry people, and that food goes into the emergency food system. The next circle out is the youth of Cumberland County, because we use our community food work as an engine for youth development. There is a real critical unmet need in Cumberland County. There are a lot of low-income people who don't have adequate access to fresh, nutritious, organically grown produce. We engage kids in solving that problem, and they grow the food, and they distribute the food, and they also get a little business experience because we've got a market stand, and they take the produce to market. That food work becomes a platform for all kinds of development work, job skills. We do computer training and public speaking and social justice work and looking at racism and other underlying causes of hunger and poverty. But it comes from the fact that the kids are doing real work that needs to get done, and they get a stipend for doing that work. And then in the outermost circle, we also see ourselves as an environmental initiative, because what we want to do is model sustainable practices, not just for agriculture, but for urban space, for culture to be, just to be more sustainable.
Can you talk a little bit about how you see gardening and working in the soil, and how that fits into healthy human development?
The disconnect in our culture between the stuff we have in our lives and the natural systems that allow us to have that stuff in our lives is profound. And that was kind of a turning point for me. And so for me, it's really important that people have, that everybody, not just kids, but I was a school teacher, so I was working with kids, that people have the opportunity to experience directly their connections to the systems. Social systems, economic systems, spiritual, ecological, whatever, that sustain us in this place. If we're not mindful of those systems, it's so easy to behave as if we're independent of them, abuse them, not function in sustainable ways.